Last Friday in Guilford County, a raccoon found on Forest Hill Drive tested positive for rabies. The animal was in a family's backyard. Two dogs were exposed, but no people. Sandy Ellington is the community health educator at Guilford County Department of Public Health. She believes there may be a correlation between the rise of construction and the rise of cases of rabies in the area.
Animals don't seem to be afraid like they used to be. You know, you'd go out in the yard and everything would run. But we're seeing more deer, we're seeing more wild animals. They have to find food. And if it means coming on your deck at night because you leave your dog food out, then, hey, that's an easy way to get a meal. So a lot of it, I think, is that with a lot of building going on, we've displaced them to the point where they are coming into our habitat so that they can hunt or find food.
According to Ellington, people can reduce the chance of wild animals roaming around their homes by keeping trash lids secured and not leaving pet food outside their home. In North Carolina, raccoons, bats, foxes, and skunks commonly carry the rabies virus. North Carolina law requires all domestic pets age 4 months or older living inside or outdoors to get a rabies vaccine. Ellington says this prevention is the best way to protect people.
If a person comes in contact with it, what happens is that the rabies virus itself will actually attack the brain and the nervous system, and it is almost always fatal.
Fatal if left untreated. Ellington advises anyone bitten by an unfamiliar animal to wash the wound with warm, soapy water, then contact your doctor and animal control. The infected person will get a series of injections to fight the virus. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.